Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle the real talk no matter what day it is.
Because some people can't handle student loans no matter how much it is. Val, what day is today?
Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
And your name's Amanda.
My name is Amanda. This is Val. We have a podcast, and here we're about to talk about some shit, so listen up. I'm super excited about it. But I wanted to, let's open up. How was your week? What did you do? We didn't see each other all week, dude.
I know. That's why I was texting you, and I thought you were going to spend the night, but then you have kids and fucking animals. So, yeah, that's what I do. When Amanda doesn't answer me, I say, hi, my name's Val, with the little emoji with their hand up. That's what I do. My week was, a lot happened. So last week, though, I went to a bridal show. Okay. And it was so fun with me and my mom. You had wore a sash and everything. Mm. Live it, love it, dream it is how I feel. And so walked around, watched the bridal show of the wedding dresses. And it's one of the places we're going to be going next month. Mm. Didn't like any of them. That's not mean. I hope they don't hear this. Didn't like any that went down. Mm-hmm. But obviously they have hundreds of dresses in store. But I didn't like any that went down for me. Not that I don't like it for somebody else. I just don't like it for me. Moral of the story is, at the end, there was a raffle, and I won a prize. I never won anything.
She's so lucky.
I was so excited. And then when they said it, they're like, this is for free engagement photos. And I was like, I've already done that. Fucking sucks.
According to
like,
my budget
what are
book,
the odds?
I'm supposed to do that 12 months ahead of time. I already did that.
What are the odds that that's what I won? Because I never win. And so I go up to the lady that it was her photography business. And I was like, hey, I'm not trying to be rude, but like I already did my engagement photos. Any deal we can make. And she's like, yeah, of course. Do you have a wedding photographer? I'm like, no. She's like, well, let's meet up. Let's chat about prices and I'll just take off the equivalent of that. Well, that's $400. It's not like this, like, I mean, $400 is a lot. So anyways, moral of the story is we might do like some pictures of me and Kayla and our dogs or something and use that for free because we're way past that. We got to save the dates. We got it. It's too late. So that was fun. Then I went to a work trip, won some money at a casino on the way back. That was great. That was my week.
It's a busy week.
Yeah,
you had a busy week.
I really did.
I don't even want to talk about my week because I'll cry.
Don't cry. I'll talk about it for you. You took care of.
I did. I
18
took care
goats.
Of million goats. I just took care of my mom's miniature farm while she was living up her life. The therapist was like, what went well this week because of you? And I was like, oh, positive orientation.
Love that.
My mom is living up her best life with the vacation with her sister that she really desperately needed. And she entrusted me to manage the farm. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I've only done it for a couple of days. And I did it for a little under a week, you know, one time. And so I did this for a little over a week.
But
and
you had just, Brandon there with you last time, though.
I did. I had assistance. This time it's just me. But at the end of the day, I've come to realize that farm living is not, in fact, the life for me. I hate all of it. And I don't think I'm going to get a dog this Christmas, which is what I was debating doing for my children. And I am now off the dog wagon. I was like, nope. No fucking dogs. We got the cat. We're fine.
I was going to say, you already have a cat.
We got the cat dog.
It's not like you're like, sorry, kids, no pets.
Yeah,
you have a cat.
No. But I seriously mean it. No. No fucking pets besides Mr. Morrow. So, yeah, it was just a lot. And I don't want to complain or anything. It's not the life for me. Gave me some things to think about. It really, really did on where I need to put my land, my stuff, and what I really want, you know. And a couple of different ideas for investments came up this week too. And I was just like, oh my God. But all of it to say, like, yeah, I guess, like it's comparative, and I honestly don't have shit to complain about, and I'm fed and I'm loved, and like these animals can burn, honestly. And I hate every single one of them. And my goal is
don't
no
kill anything.
Animals dying while I'm watching them.
Well, and shit, you'll make it through.
Yeah, I'm almost
just
there.
Just a dab and a mimosa later. And then some food. You'll be all right.
Sprint through this.
Yeah.
Call it a day. And then, take some drugs along the way. So it was good. There's good and bad and the ugly, but ultimately, I think a couple of wins and like using the money that I've gotten from my house sale. So I, you know, I sold my house mm-hmm. and I moved that. I was sitting on my student loans for a long time as like, I didn't know whether or not I should pay them off. Cause mm-hmm. I have this false sense of reality thinking that they're going to get forgiven. Cause it was only like $7,200 worth. And I've been paying on these for over a decade. So I was like, no, they're going to get forgiven. They're going to get forgiven. And they didn't get forgiven. And I just made the decision this week to pay them off. And I didn't feel this sense of relief when I did. Like, you know how, like, that whole, when I paid off bills.
Like a credit card or, like, a hospital bill, you're, like, relieved. But that, you're, like, fuck.
I felt angry almost. And then watching that, because it put my, you know, account. I looked at my account.
Yeah, like, you looked at your account. You're, like, God damn.
I've been negotiating debts left and right. And this one was, like, fuck you. And so. Out the door went $7,200, but that officially made me officially debt-free.
That's amazing.
That was my last day. We should go to a debt-free dinner. I'll buy. I'll put on my credit card.
Love that.
I just wanted to talk about fucking student loan debt because honestly, yeah. I thought I would feel relieved.
Well, it affects all of us.
Ultimately, fuck student loans. I think we're all on that fuck student loans just narrative right now, like nationwide, right? And I had a bunch of debt and I got rid of a mortgage payment, so I'm debt-free. And my credit went up like 30 points over the last month.
They say it takes like 6 months, but it's a fucking joke.
You're out of your mind how much money I've spent on debt payoff. That's I will say I've been a negotiating MF-er. I've been negotiating like a motherfucker. And I remember I called them on my student loans and I was like, hey, because I just negotiated three other debts and I got them low, low, low payoff. I called her and I was like, how much do I owe? And she was like, you owe this, you know, $7,200 left. And I was like, all right. Gosh, I would love to pay that off today. I just don't have that. Is there anything you can do for me? And she was like, no.
Yeah, you can't. She was there's like, there's no negotiation unless you do a consolidation and that's not good.
And I had already done a consolidation because I got scammed that one time. Remember?
I told you not to.
What prompted this debt payoff was I got another call and they were like, hey, so you're eligible because you are technically unemployed and you have multiple dependents. You are eligible for this debt payoff plan. And I was like, what plan is that? And they say, oh, you pay us this minimum fee and we're going to prepare all of the documents to get you forgiven for your remaining balance because it's also under $10,000. And I was like, okay, this sounds okay. And they were like, it's the Student Debt Payoff Act or whatever they called it. And I was like, okay. And he goes, so you basically pay us this fee and we'll get it going. And I was like, oh, send me the paperwork. So he sends me the terms of agreement. And it says that they are not guaranteed to get me out of anything. Like they will file the paperwork to ask basically if this amount can get forgiven given my circumstances. And they'll provide all the paperwork. So basically I'm paying a third party filing fee. And then he goes, yeah, and then your student aid program will kick in and you'll get a $0 invoice for 240 months. And I was like, why would I get a $0 invoice for 240 months? And he goes, because that's the stipulation of this payoff. And I was like, that makes absolutely no sense. That's 20 years. I was like, this is ridiculous. I call Nelnet, which is who my loan got sold to. And I would be curious to know how many student loan holders there are. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are these? Who is the Nelnet? So I go into Nelnet. I call them. I'm like, yo, I just got this phone call. And she was like, that doesn't exist. That's not a thing. Can I go? I figured, how much do I owe? And she was like, you know, 72908 and a penny. Okay. Anything you can do for me? She goes, absolutely not. She goes, no, absolutely not. There is no this is solely principal. There is no interest that's been charging because, you know, we're in forbearance. And I was like, yep. And she goes, so it's that amount. How would you like to take care of that? I was like, oh no.
Here's my bank account. I said, yeah,
here's my bank account. Let's just do it. Because it was the last debt that I've had hanging over my head. And I just don't, it sucks because this is just such an argument that's just, again, another thing to divide, you know, people, specifically Americans. But it's like, I truly don't feel I need to pay that, okay? For multiple reasons, but my main reason being, I have been paying a $17,000 debt for 10 years. And I'm putting hundreds of my dollars, and I'm talking about the time I made the most progress with my student loans was when I was making big money in sales.
Yeah.
And I was throwing, $500 at it.
Yeah.
$500-$600 a month at this, and it was going down. I was like, right on. But then there were times in my life where I was so broke. I had to do the bare minimum or honestly get penalized for skipping a payment because I couldn't, or the payment mm-hmm. didn't go through. Like, sorry about it. So not to mention the year after I walked away from the community college, like, that's the crazy part is I got a two-year full ride scholarship, but I couldn't afford the house. You know, I couldn't afford housing. Mm-hmm. And so I had to take out this student loan to get it. My mom was like, yeah, we're poor, you can qualify. And then after I got out of college, I thought I was going to go back. I truly thought I was going to go. And I was like, I fucking hate school. I'm not going back. And then I was like, maybe I should, or maybe if I play softball, or maybe if I do this. And school's not for me. And right. So for that year, I'm trying to find myself. I fucked off and traveled, like, you know what I mean? And I got a divorce. I got a DUI. I got all these things that hit my
$10,000.
$10,000 DUI. Like, it was nuts. I literally had to move out of the state to make more money to pay off my mm-hmm. stuff. And so that's what I did. And so I fucked off student loans for like 2 years, and I got hit with penalty to where they were like, we're going to start taking out your fucking check.
Yeah.
If you do not pick up this phone. And I was like, I'm only making $7.25 an hour. Please don't take that out of right. my check, please. And so for the longest time, I was getting penalized and paying the bare minimum, everything going to interest, nothing going to principal.
Why are you saying penalized instead of penalized?
Because tomato. Oh, it's just, like, niche for snitch.
Just curious. Sorry, it's bothering me.
I feel like it's... Isn't that not the correct way? I mean, I'm
going to say... Penalized.
Niche. Penalized.
Penalized.
Penalized. Maybe because I like to say penal.
Why I was like...
More satisfaction in the word.
I've never heard you say it like that.
So, meanwhile, back at the ranch,
Sorry.
I'm paying all these minimums, you know, and then I start making money and I'm like, okay, I got my stuff, and I went debt free again. So there's been mm-hmm. probably two other times in my life that I've been debt free, but it's because I was 20 fucking something and didn't mm-hmm. have anything going on. So at the end of the day, it's just a matter of, like, I truly feel it is unfair to charge me that because I paid that amount. If you take interest out of it, bitch, I paid that amount.
Where they get you.
That's where they get you. And so it's not fair to treat this like a fucking scam, but I'm paying you guys more than enough.
But it is a scam because America's like, you have to get a degree, you have to do this. That's how you become successful and get the right career job and all that.
I will thank our generation for debunking that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that's what I did, and now I have $32,000 of debt, and it's like,
how much did you originally start with? Wasn't it 50?
Me?
Yeah.
I think it was like maybe that, like a little bit, a couple more thousand, because I haven't paid because cut to, I never paid Treasure Valley because I didn't have to take anything out there. Yeah. I got the full ride, and then my parents paid other stuff. But when I got out of college, it's like, you know, you don't pay for another year, whatever. Then I did the income driven payment plan because I only made seven something an hour working mm-hmm. at the mall. And so that was like zero every month. Then I made like $9 an hour. So it was still zero. And then when I got my current job, so almost 5 years ago, I was like, oh no, what I'm going to do? I have a salary now. They're going to make me pay. And so I did have to start paying, and it was in the hunt. It was like 100 and something, mm-hmm. but still in that moment, I still didn't want to pay that. It's not that I don't think I could have budgeted and paid it. I just didn't want to. So I paid it a little bit, and I was like, I don't fucking like this. And so then I talked to my parents, and I was like, I really want to use one of my deferment years mm-hmm. because I feel like if I stay good at this job, I'll increase my salary. Mm. Then I'd be able to pay it. And they're like, honestly, that's a good decision. Get right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get your finances right. And so I called, deferred it. And so then it was in deferment for a little bit. And then COVID hit. And I was like, fuck yeah, bro. Bang, yes. And then now that the whole thing didn't go through, I was really hoping for Biden to get that through. But I knew he wasn't going to get it through. But I was really hoping for it, crossing my fingers. And that would be great. And then that didn't happen. And now payments restart October. Mm-hmm. And I looked on that app.
Mine was September 1st.
No, mine's October. I look on that app and I just look at it and I think the number was $348. And that's what it's going to be. And there's no, and I keep getting the emails, if you want to do income mm-hmm. repayment, and I know that's not real,
because my salary has increased so much.
Exponentially.
Yes, by a lot. Doubled. My salary has almost doubled in 4 years. So there's no way. So if I fucking sent them an application of income repayment, they'd be like, no.
Oh, turns out you can actually do 400.
Turns out you can actually pay for something. So I'm just going to go with it. But it really sucks. And I know that I have to pay it, whatever. But it really sucks that, like, it's restarting in October. It couldn't come at a worse time for me to save for a wedding and pay that and pay a credit card or two credit cards. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not the right time. So thanks a lot, America.
Thanks. So, this is America.
But
well, don't get you tripping.
I also have thought about, you know, later on, I have a ton of equity in this house, right? And be like, oh, maybe I should refi, pay these student loans off so I can be fucking done with that bullshit. But then I have the fear that they're going to forgive these loans somehow and I don't want to miss out on that. But I'm also like, if I refi, pay those bitches off, I would pay less than what if I paid this $348 every month, right? It'd probably be worth it. I don't know. This isn't a financial episode, but I'm like, I would, because my car is close to being paid off. So if I make, so if I pay off my car in a year and a half, and then I only have, so I'd be done with $500, that would just go into the student loans. That sucks too. There's no winning is where I'm at. So I'll have to think about it. I have a year to think about it. You know what I mean?
It's just like, for me, I feel, I know it's a scam, and if it was fair, it wouldn't be. And that's just where,
And with the school or with not the school mention, loans, you don't get to negotiate. But with a credit card, you can negotiate, right? Yep. If they're going to send you to collections or
with a credit card, you have selection. You get a credit card. Well, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. If you're just starting out, but you usually have one or two companies, and you're like, all right, let me look at the annual fee. Let me look at, you know, what am I going to be spending it on? This, that, and the other. Are there
rewards? You know, all
what rewards can I get? Whereas this, no, we pick one for you. Right, and that's what you get.
And they pick that by, I forgot to tell you, when you do your financial aid, I don't know how it is now, but when I did, if your mom made too much money, you're gonna get the unsubsidized or whatever, but whatever, that's what I have too. But the point is, moral of the story is, it fucking sucks. I don't want to pay it. If you don't pay it, they will garnish your wages. In a credit card, that shit goes to collections. You can make a deal with them, right? You pay $25 a month and just go for it. But why is that? That's because they want to keep us poor. They want to keep us poor.
They're making so much money off of us and we're not revolting. So what does it matter? We're literally taking it and then being
the fact that they can come in and garnish my wages is unreal. You really think about it.
For an education, right?
Yeah.
That, I mean, if you really think about it, this education too, like, you're directly using yours. Most people don't.
How mad would I be if I wasn't using my degree for the job that was, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely thankful that I can say I am, it did benefit me.
Yes.
But it also, Kayla doesn't have a degree and she's making the most she's ever made. So yeah, it's not close to mine, but I'm at a higher position.
Yeah. And it definitely brings the argument too, because we used to talk about this when I was in sales and making a lot of money. I never, insult to injury, this is on me. Okay. Insult to injury. I never even got my degree. Yeah. Like, I hated school so fucking much. I was like, no, this isn't for me. I was there for the sports. I got a full ride scholarship. Okay. And did not. And I was, and that thing is if I didn't mess up my knee, because my second year of college, I messed up my knee and I lost my scholarship to my softball. And it was like, well, fuck it. And I barely could get out of bed. I was so depressed and sad, dude. And I was on these pain meds and I was just like, fuck, I just fucked my whole rest of my career that up, sucks. Dude. And so I was like, I hate school. I don't want to go to class. And I failed right out of that last semester. Like, it was really, really hard. And it was difficult because, like, at the end of the day, I was like, I just didn't want school, but I felt obligated to go. Like, and if I did not get those scholarships, I would not have gone. You know what I mean? But they literally were like, here's a free education. My mom was like, get the fuck on and sign that paper right now. Well, no, you dumbass.
I mean, it's people like us that have played sports our whole life. Nobody wants to go to college without a sport.
Yeah.
There's no way. I had to do it for a semester and I was like, this is fucking stupid.
I'm not a book.
I am not here for this.
I'm not here to get from a community college. No thanks. And so that was, you know, insult to injury, and that's on me. Full on that's on me. And, you know, society pressures, it is what it is. I made the choice. So I'm having to pay that back, not to mention, like, I disagree with the amount received in the first place because, like, one, for the education I was getting, that didn't make any sense. All the money, too, that they got because I signed for student loans to pay, you know, for certain things directly to the school for my books and stuff, mm-hmm. too, even though those were paid for. So I'm confused as to what the fuck I even got.
I have a point of this is why I'm so mad that I owe so much. Hear me out. Because... And this isn't going to sound right, but because my mom was the only person working,
mm-hmm.
right? My dad didn't have a job. So how the fuck did she make too much? And I know how, I have approximate of what she made back then. That was how many years ago that, it, I mean, 10. When I was 17, when I was doing like financial aid.
Oh.
Let me get Boise State, maybe 19 or 20. And I'm 34. 13, so 15 years ago. They said I didn't even get any financial aid. So I was not allowed financial aid because my mom made too much. But ultimately, how did they calculate that? Because my dad didn't. Imagine if my dad worked, I would like be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom was the only person bringing in money for a household with my sister, me, her, and my dad. I don't understand how they calculate that is my question. So I was forced to pull out loans because I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
My mom
and you're not gonna work.
My mom didn't have any extra money to pay for my school, so how does she make too much? Do you get what I mean? Because there's a lot of those parents, like my brother, they're paying for my nephew's stuff to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
So how does that work? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. My mom was like, she literally would cry about it because she'd be like, I'm so sorry, I can't pay for your school.
Yeah.
So I had to pull out loans. So how does that work? And that's my thing. So now you deemed my mom to make too much. Now I have $32,000 of debt. I don't feel like that's cool.
The math isn't mathing. It's interesting too because as a sport athlete, like I was a dual sport athlete, so I had two. So it's like, when the fuck was I supposed to work, right? And so what did we do? We would run this concession stands at school I signed up for that program. We'd sweep floors, clean concessions, and I got side money for that too, but through the school. And that was just on top of what I was already getting. And so I was like, where is all this money going? Like, yes, I was stupid spending it, right? But ultimately it was like, I don't understand why, first of all, tuition costs that much in the first place because this school sucks. And like, two, our uniforms, our school programs, our sports programs needed help. Like the female ones, we're on the female side. The boys ones seem to be doing all right.
Yeah.
That baseball team all day. We're getting their fucking, right? Different episode. So our teams, the sports that I was playing didn't really get good shit anyways. And we had to pay for our cleats. We had to pay for all that shit. Pay for all that. And like, and extra stuff too, because they would be like, you get your t-shirts and shit, but ultimately they'd be like, all right, we're doing blue t-shirts Tuesday. And you're like,
or if you
shit.
Want this sweat outfit, I love this.
You want sweat outfits, you want pictures, you know what I mean? Stuff that you're going to remember this in a little bit. So you're paying for all the regular shit too. But yeah, like, it's just such a fucking joke. I mean, college at the end of the day, and there's a great episode on, actually he's not on Netflix anymore, but the Hasan Minhaj. No, it's not Hasan Minhaj.
Nicki Minaj?
No.
Think about it while I tell my story of why I owe so much. I did the calculations. My sister went to Boise State, same fucking school. She's only in $20,000 debt because she was able to, I think she got a little bit of financial aid. I don't remember how. Don't hold me to it. And then she was like on a payment plan to where she, because my sister had money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she would pay a little bit each time. So good for her. Congrats.
Cool. Proud of you.
So proud of you. And so I'm in $32,000 debt because I went to Treasure Valley, got my associates. You know, the whole thing they promote.
Mm-hmm.
If you get your associate's degree, you just have to transfer to university and you only have 2 years left. That's a lie, just so everyone knows. Mm-hmm. It's a complete lie.
It's total bullshit.
Through it. I'm seriously still upset about it when we bring this up. So I went, but the community college was in Oregon, an hour away from Boise State, and I go to Boise State and they're like, none of these none of these credits transfer. And I was like, are you kidding? It was so upsetting. And she's like, you have to start as a freshman. And I was like, what? And so I did all that. I did change my major. So it didn't really put me behind, you know, because you're already so far in it. You have all your general ed classes. So I switched to psychology. And then I was so close to being done. They would say, you're going to graduate at this time. And then I'd meet with the advisor and she goes, oh, actually, because of the year that you came into Boise State, it all depends on the year that you come into the school. That's how they get you. They always change their what is it called?
Prerequisites?
Yeah. Thanks. And she was like, you have to take this class. And I was like, what? She's like, but it's not offered here. Do you remember that? And I was like, what do you mean it's not offered here? Mm-hmm. So they contract with University of Idaho, and I had to take an independent course. I took two independent courses so that I could be done faster than what they said, and it was already such a long journey. And so I actually like got A's in the independent courses, and I'm like, shit, maybe I should have done this the whole time. Probably because I couldn't show up to class, you know, because I was out at downtown Boise drinking.
You being independent.
I was at Suds. And so anyways, cut to, I had to pay for those out of my pocket. Ooh. So those were each $400.
Motherfuckers.
So that's $800 I paid there. So moral of the story is, I had to take those courses so I could be done faster than I was. So imagine just how much money was all into that. And that's why it was so much, is because it was like, nope, you have another year, or you have to take this and take, and it's such a joke. Mm-hmm. It's such a scam.
And
I really
do not pass it, you got to take it again.
I didn't pass a couple classes. Fucking sue me. Yeah. Okay. Human anatomy and biology, that is the hardest fucking class I've ever done, and I did not have the motivation to study. Remember we studied at your old little house in Boise, and Dino's there, and we smoked, and I hadn't smoked in like forever. I'm like, yeah, this is totally gonna help me.
Maybe this will help, some herbal remedy.
Yeah. No. You guys were trying to help me study too, and it was bad. I got a D on the test for sure.
So hard.
Not the best set test.
I was saying Hasan Minhaj.
Oh yeah.
Minhaj.
Back to that.
So he used to have a show called The Patriot Act. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That show. Yeah.
And he has an episode specifically about colleges. Mm-hmm. And this is where I was like, oh my God, I remember watching this and being like, thank God someone's saying it, because yes, this is how I felt my entire career, my educational career. And you got to understand, college is a business, and not all businesses are ran well. Okay. Yes, you have a bunch of colleges that have a lot of money. You got to understand where they're getting that money from. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're getting that money from sponsorships, but also from other parents and alumni.
Yeah.
And you got to look at where that alumni dollar is being allocated. Okay. All this money coming into these colleges is being allocated majority to sports, to the sports that are bringing in the sponsorships.
The male sports
specifically. And it's a business ran that way. All right. And they're trying to get that going because it gets the school a lot of attention and the teams that really do bring in a lot of revenue, additional revenue. The hard part is like, you will have somebody who will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a new stadium or upkeeping a stadium and not fix the library.
Yeah.
And you go to these colleges and you understand when you're attending the school, you need to do your due diligence, because there are some schools that are worth that money. There are very few. And you need to do your due diligence. What percentage of the classes are being taught by adjunct professors versus actual professors? That was a huge one, because a majority of the adjunct professors are getting discount tuition or getting things paid for because of their time as professors. But they're not getting professor wages. They're not getting tenure. They're not getting any additional benefits for literally carrying the class most of the time, because these schools are not allocating enough money to pay these professors a proper wage or acknowledge their tenure. Okay. So you're looking at this school saying, yeah, okay, I have a scholarship, but what is that scholarship paying for? What are you getting in return? And if you're not scholarshiped, what are you investing in? Because this business ain't it. And so you got to look at college like a business. Do your due diligence before you go in there. But the sad thing to say is, you're not going to be happy with what you find. You're really not. But for me, it's just, it's hard all around to go to school, feel like you didn't get an education, and then get just harpooned in the heart for the rest of your life. Like, you know what I mean? For the majority of your 20s and 30s. And what breaks my heart even further is my mom also uses her degree. She's a nurse, right? She's an RN. She gets penalized in her work for going further, right? They're even asking her, like, we'll pay for it if you want to go further. Bitch, I don't want to work for you for another 10 years. This girl's on the cusp of retirement. You think she wants to go further up? No. And even a couple years back, she's like, dude, I'm near for retirement. If I go to school, it's going to be another 2 years of school, right? So she went and got student loans that she's paying off, then got signed with a company that she still works for. And they basically said, we'll pay for your RN. You know, she was an LPN. We'll pay for your RN, but you got to sign this contract with us. But she was like, a government contract and guaranteed work, I'm in.
Right.
And she made the right choice. But she still owes student loans from getting it from the grassroots LPN, right?
Oh.
In California, no less, is where she went to school. This bitch, this makes me sad, is someone who works so hard like my mother for so long, has been with this company for so long as well, and has a very good income.
Yeah.
Will be paying her student loans while in retirement. And she achieved this education with two children after she had, while she was raising two children, she achieved this and working. And she went to school and got this on the back of a dollar and had great grades. She was an eight, you know, she's a great student and has literally dedicated her life to serving others as a nurse and still upped her goddamn eyeballs in student loans and will be paying it through retirement and probably till she dies. And she will probably die with student loan debt. And that makes, make that make sense. Make it make sense. If my mom got her student loans forgiven, fuck all y'all, I'm all right with it. If that meant I didn't have to pay off my student loans, so my mom could. Yeah, I'm all right with that. Like, she can have hers forgiven. She's been at it for a while. On top of the taxes she's paid, serving the government, all the things she's done. I don't even want to hear it. She deserves her student loans forgiven. And it's not just because it's my mommy. It's because that's not fair. This doesn't make any sense. And I just, I'm at a loss for words. And to think, too, like the amount of student loan debt. So United States and the United Kingdom hold the two highest student loan debts in the world. And there's a lot of countries that don't charge tuition at all. It's free. You have free access to a tuition. And then there's some that give it discounted. But we owe $1.45 trillion with a trillion dollars in student loan debt as of April of 2022. And that to me is just, I can't, and we were even talking about, okay, let's try and wrap our mind around a million. We can, okay? $1 million or, you know, that whole thing. And going all the way up to a trillion, I can't wrap my mind around $1 trillion. I can't wrap my mind around
it. I don't think anyone is, but the U.S. is in debt of $1 trillion too.
Dude, it's all student loan debt. They want their student loans forgiven too, okay? Just forgive them. Like, I just, you know, and that's the thing is, yeah, we can go down the rabbit hole. Like, let's go ahead and really look at what would offset our economy if student loan debt was forgiven, okay? Yeah. This is a domino effect. But I'm saying certain households that make certain requirements under certain things, I mean, we need to look at this different. This isn't working. It's not working. And I even sat there and thought, I was like, what if all of us, come time to make our first payment, we were all like,
no. Yeah, like a strike
as a collective,
they would take it out of our paychecks.
Motherfuckers,
that's what? Exactly what they would do. They'd be like, oh, you're trying to strike us, we'll just go into your fucking paycheck.
We'll just fast track the paper on the work on this one.
They could do that pretty quickly.
It just, to me, like, that's not
this is
crazy. And to truly look at your debt and say, okay, what did this actually pay for, scares the life out of me.
Well, and those, there are programs that will forgive like $10,000 of your student loans depending on your job. You've seen that, right? I will find a way. And if you're telling me working with people with developmental disabilities and mental illness does not qualify for that, then I don't fucking...
And fuck you.
No, but seriously, I don't understand how that doesn't qualify.
I don't either.
If you work at a place for a certain amount of time, it will... There are programs for that. But when you look and read the fine print, some of it says nonprofit, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we're not nonprofit, so that screws me. But I feel like I will find a way.
Yeah, you're a good person, but you're not the best person. Yeah. So we're still going to make you pay back these student loans.
Yeah.
I
think there should be like, we'll give you $5,000 off if you actually stay in a career that you use your degree for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. I think you should get something for that. That's just my own little thoughts, don't you think? Because, I don't know, even if it was $1,000 off, like, how nice of you. I don't know. I just think there should be some kind of deal.
That's, I think, deal. Well, that's like the, with my mom's situation.
Just like your,
it's
mom,
like,
the nurse.
If you
like
work
if
for
you,
this company, yeah, is the clawback. And if she were to leave prematurely, she has to pay it back.
Oh, rough.
So there's a caveat, but she was like, it's guaranteed income. And then if she gets laid off, this is a gray area here, oh, to where it's like, hey, they laid me off, but they never did. They never, well, would.
Yeah,
they, she wouldn't, was locked in.
She's too good.
Yeah, she's too good. So what percent of college graduate, college graduates work in the field of their degree?
I think I'm wrong, but I said 48%.
Yeah. What was your guess? You said 13%, didn't you? Only 27.3%. 62.1% of college grads don't work in their major field. 38% of people with a bachelor's degree say they would have chosen a different major. Now, this is just off the smallbusinessblog.net, but I mean, valid. I
hear it.
I was a psych major, and I was like, yeah, oh, I am way too emo for this.
Yeah.
This shit's hard. I remember specifically remembering, like, yeah, no, this isn't for me, is I was sitting in, and TVCC actually had a really good, mm-hmm, psych professor. She was really great. I remember her. And I remember she had this story about just a girl who had been essayed, and it was just really hard to listen to. And I just remember being really emotional about the assignment. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. Like, whoa. And yeah, and that was just like, that was it. So even if I did complete, there's probably no way. And given my career, looking, mm-hmm, back at my career, there's no way I would have been able,
it's
to.
It's just funny how, I mean, I feel like we're kind of on a school episode, but it's funny how you change your major and people are like, oh, change their major, mm-hmm, again. But really, we're trying to figure out what we want to learn about and what we want to do in the future, you know, finding, mm-hmm, your passion and stuff. But because I started as a teacher, and I for real thought this was my game plan. I can be a teacher and then I can coach. That was my main goal. That's I wanted to do. But again, that was like driven by sports. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to coach. I didn't really want to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people do, though. But like, I really didn't want to be a teacher. And that's what I found out. I liked doing the lesson plan. I didn't like executing the lesson plan.
I could
plan.
Picture you as like a high school teacher.
Yes.
You could not do. They'd have respect for you.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I think I would have been great at that. I would have been a great little PE teacher in high school, whatever. But ultimately, coaching was good for a couple years, but...
And you did that. You scratched that itch.
And I did.
And
I did,
like,
do that.
Okay.
I did, yeah. And then I got a real job, yeah, and very thankful, but... I mean, I'm sure I would love to coach, but I'm kind of past that,
yeah,
to be honest.
And it makes me really sad because I, you know, watched this thing about, there's a documentary just about school abroad, you know, in different schools, and they were interviewing. I was talking about this with my other friend too. I was like, I can't believe this. It brought me to tears. It made me so sad about schools in Finland. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting with a group of teenagers, and they all spoke multiple languages, including English.
That's cool.
And he goes, you know, you were a foreign exchange student in America. What are you not going to miss about, you know, the American school system? And he goes, oh my gosh, you know, multiple choice standardized testing. And he's like, multiple choice, like, what kind of test do you guys take here? And he was like, very rarely, very, very few of our tests are multiple choice. You have to know the answer.
But see, we'd be upset. Fuck, it wasn't multiple choice. We had to do a short answer and an essay at the end, and fuck me.
The answer's C. It's supposed to be C anyways.
A, B, C,
yeah,
D.
And they were interviewing the teachers, and it just was so disheartening to see these teachers, like, their faces be in such shock, because he goes, you know, what's one thing American can get rid of to enhance their education system? They all said standardized testing. Not just the way you take the,
yeah,
test, the tests you're asking these students to take. You're preparing them to take a test, not for life. Those tests do not apply outside of the school.
Not
I'm
even
sorry.
Close.
We're out here living that life. You have generations attesting to that, right? And so that makes up 1/3 of the education is standardized testing and prepping for that, okay? And that costs money, and that costs a lot of time, of the teacher's time. So what has to go so that these kids can pass these standardized testing, so that they can get money, so that they can keep their doors open,
but
right?
How does that, another episode, we need to look into school funding.
Oh,
I think,
oh,
that,
dude,
would be a good,
oh,
like,
dude,
like public,
yeah,
school funding. I think we,
bruh,
should, that's a,
and
new,
so
another episode.
That's
for sure.
The hard part is you have all of these different types of activities that are now getting taken away. Art, music,
mm-hmm,
all of these.
They don't have the funding.
They don't have the funding for this prerequisite. And these Finland teachers are like, what do you mean you take away the art, the music? Like, these, and this one, this is what made me cry. This one teacher said, but school is your happy place. It's where you find your happiness. And I was like, what? No. She goes, they need to do the art, the music, the science.
Was
the
that her accent?
Physical education. I don't know what a Finland accent, but they all had accents. But they all spoke English in this interview. That's what blows my fucking mind, is they're all bilingual teachers, trilingual teachers.
Well, she didn't have a Spanish accent, I'll
was
tell
that
you
Spanish?
That.
Yeah. Is that what that was? Anyway, she
they
goes,
don't have their art. And
they
don't
have their art. They don't have their music. They don't have anything. Like, how are they supposed to know what they're good at? Mm. They have to try all these things and have to find their happiness. And I was like, oh my God. And that statement alone made me cry, because that is not how we approach the American education system. It's not how it is. It is so, that was so sad to hear. And they go, get rid of standardized testing, increase the art, increase the music, and they will be happier. They will be healthier, you know, not to mention the lunches that go into this shit. But this just all comes back to like homework. Like, we teach at the school for the school. Like, I don't know why you're telling me all this stuff. Like, I got to do at home now. What did this guy say? I'm not packing my dirty dishes in my kid's backpack for you to wash. Don't bring your work at home to me. We got family time when my son gets home. We're not That's trying to sit one. And do homework.
A lot of people don't have homework lately. Did it's, you know that they're well, taking it just away make since sense. COVID? When COVID hit, they stopped the
you
homework.
Do the work at
I
school.
Found that out.
But yeah, and even the acumen, right? So I'm not in alignment with what they're teaching, all the costs. Yeah. And the best part is they go, well, how do you know? Because this is the thing: is the kids that do the worst, they get, you know, the or the best, they get more funding and all this stuff. How do you know which schools are the best schools? And they all had the same answer: every school is the best school. The school that's in your neighborhood is the best school. There is no monopoly. It is illegal to charge tuition in Finland. And that blows my mind, because the rich kids go to school with the poor kids. And guess whose parents make sure that's a good goddamn school? The rich kids. Oh. And they're mixing the wealth. So you got poor kids who are best friends with rich kids, and they make good business partners down the road. You know what I'm saying? Is like, at the end of the day, they're melting the pot of different types of education, but also different types of brackets, financial brackets. But every single school in the neighborhood your school is the best school. That's the hard part, is hearing that too. And now it just trickles all the way up to university. And so that's just really hard. But yeah, that's
pay your student loans, everyone.
Pay your student
Don't
loans.
Don't let it garnish your paycheck.
Goddamn. Your RTS artist and song of the week is Love That Hurts, featuring Carnival Blues in Indiana by Zoo, Z-H-U.
Loans hurt.
Zoo. Love That Hurts, dude. Student loans. Enjoy.
So tell me how this works. I love the love that hurts. I look upon you and all I see is me. We share these battle scars, lay down my heavy hearts. I look upon you and all I see is misery. So tell me how this works. I love the love that hurts. I look upon you and all I see is me. We share these battle scars, lay down my heavy hearts. I look upon
time is a safe word.